This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Element from Creighton's very own Linda Bodie, CU Solutions Group's Brandy Stankovic, and Mitchell Stankovic and Associates' Zach Christensen on the show talking about CU Pride's impact on financial inclusion as well as activities coming up for 2022. Really good stuff here from these three, so check it out. Welcome to our show, and boy, do we have an episode for you. Look, we have a star-studded cast on our show today. I'm going to start with the person right next to me, Linda Bodie. My gosh, the legend is in the house. Element Federal Creighton's very own Linda Bodie. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. I've never been called a legend before, so not sure what that means.
How about an icon? How about that? Because people are writing stories about you, like Denise Wymore wrote that great story about you. Man, I definitely shared that one. That was awesome.
I won't share how much I paid her for that.
Check is in the mail.
I'm just kidding.
No, that was wonderful. Well, always great to have you on the show. We always appreciate it. And then right below me is Brandy Stankovic from CU Solutions Group. How are you, Brandy?
Good. How are you? It's been a while. How are you? Have you been doing
great? Doing great. You're always bringing the energy, so we like that. So never shortage on the energy. So thank you for bringing yourself and your energy to the show today. And then diagonal down from me is Mr. Zach Christensen from Mitchell Stankovic and Associates. Zach, how are you, sir?
Wonderful, Mike. It is. It's wonderful to see you. And hopefully we'll get to see you in person at GAC this year.
I think that's a definite possibility. Yes,
yes. I know we got lots of things.
My magic eight ball, the little thing says it's a definite possibility. So yeah. So look forward to seeing you guys there as well. Hey, we're talking about something equally as cool. CU Pride's impact on financial inclusion. And you guys are here to talk about that today. So I'm really excited to talk about this because this started in 2020, am I correct? In June 2020, and my gosh, the momentum that this has created is pretty monumental. So Brandy, I'm going to start with you because you have this energy that we just absolutely love. So CU Pride has made quite an impact since launching in June 2020. Can you tell us about 2021? Oh my gosh, all these 20s, 2021 activities as well as the importance of allies here. So give us the latest. What's going on here?
You got it. So we started the GAC in 2020. So we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary, right, if you believe it. And we're so excited for the opportunity to hopefully be back in person and embrace one another in love here and have some conversations around CU Pride. And yes, the momentum has been incredible and for all the right reasons. And we're really excited about that. Yep. So there's definitely been some hurdles along the way. Certainly there was like that global pandemic thing that's happening and it's still occurring. That caused us to shift, of course, in our plans for not only CU Pride, but of course, everybody's plans and what they were doing with their cranes, et cetera. But exactly. In the process of that, it allowed us to expand and broaden the horizons of what we ever imagined and loop in so many more people virtually. So in 2021 alone, we saw a 75% increase in the number of people that were engaged. Yes, we're up to 1,100 credit unions.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so we're really, really excited. We're hoping to continue to double, triple, quadruple that into the future as we bring more and more people in to the movement and into the conversation around CU Pride and what we stand for. Some of the events, just to give you a big picture, some of the events we've had, we had a leadership conference in 2021. We had our annual virtual Pride that we had both in 2020 and in 2021. We partnered with several different institutions, ViStar, for example. We were part of their leadership summit, their LGBTQ plus leadership summit. Yeah, yeah. We were part of this pronoun awareness video with a PSCU, which was really excellent and had some education around it. And then in social media, I've been able to have a lot of great conversations and dialogue in that. And you talked about allies. The other half of your question there is around allies. And it's certainly something that I represent, we all represent in CU Pride and what we're offering. One of the things in our tenets that we have that we updated for this year moving forward is to encourage action. So initially we had creating a forum for allies and social change agents, and now we're pushing that forward to encourage action by our allies and change agents.
Yeah,
because it's not enough to have the forum. The forum is here now. We're here. We're ready. And now it's for all of us to get out there and make change and push forward into the future. So mm-hmm. we're really looking forward to that.
Well, as you're talking, Brandy, I was thinking about we all talked about silver linings from the pandemic. And, you know, what are some of the good, I mean, it was just an awful time, as we all know, but there were some good that came out of it as well. And I think the virtual events really helped. I don't want to say maybe helped is not the right word, but it created this, I think it created an easier avenue to create this awareness for this movement, right? Because I mean, more people were able to, I guess, attend these events rather if you guys had these in person. So you were able to really leverage the technology to really get the word out. Is that what you guys found? Because I mean, I think that's that was definitely a part of it, maybe.
I think that if anything it did, it gave us the focus on virtual as a priority, right? So in 2020, the plan was to have the events and we were really focused in person. We would always have included virtual,
of course.
Virtual became the priority.
Yeah,
and so because of that, it then became where the network was expanded to reach all individuals within the institutions. And organizations stepped up then virtually as well with the partnerships we've had with Element and CUSG and PSC Unity and ViStar, as I mentioned, AACUC, Prodigy, Qs, Connecta. There's been a lot of institutions that have really been supporters and sponsors throughout the way that that really, if it wasn't for that platform, maybe wouldn't have supported the level that they have.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. And I think a lot of folks, I mean, other conferences and organizations are really going to leverage that kind of hybrid approach now as well to expand their audiences, so to speak. Now, Linda, this next question is for you. You have been busy sharing the message of CU Pride and inclusion, as most of us have actually. So have you seen credit unions engage and show support that has been different in the past? What have you seen out there?
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to tell a story from several years ago. I was speaking at a CU water cooler conference.
Oh, yes.
And during that presentation, I just happened to mention, I'm a lesbian, by the way, as part of the presentation. And to that point, you know, I've been wondering where are all the out people in the credit union industry, and because nobody was saying anything. And so after I spoke at that conference, I had like 6 people come up to me afterward and thank me and say, you know, I'm part of the community too. Oh, and really? I appreciate this. Yeah. So this was, like I said, a few years ago, obviously pre-pandemic.
Yeah.
But at that time that showed me that there are people out here who need to see it. They need to hear it. They need to see it from somebody standing up and not being ashamed, of saying those things. So fast forward to now, that's just increased exponentially,
right?
Because now we've had this nationwide outreach and global outreach, if you count the other countries who've joined us. And that's why you see these numbers. It's like it's been so long overdue for something like this in the credit union industry. I think people are passionate and hungry for that. So being able to share that message, like Brandy indicated, with all the speaking engagements we've had, it's been a whirlwind. And I have a credit union to run in the middle of all this.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I have a credit union to run.
Yeah. Oh, by the way. Yeah. I'm a credit union CEO. I'm not this, but you know, I found the time to do it because I find it extremely important for the industry to have this resource and to be visible. So my ability to share on the NCUA diversity webinar, these other sessions, I've done more speaking engagements this year than I've ever done.
I bet. Oh my God.
And virtual made it all possible.
Yeah.
But I've also had credit unions reach out to me individually to say, hey, how do you deal with pronouns? Or how do you do your Honestly Me debit and credit cards? Not just little credit unions, big credit unions. So the conversation is beginning and people are reaching out. And it's not just the LGBTQ persons, but also the allies. The allies are very strong and very needed. So I'm just super stoked at the number of people supporting this initiative, this, you know, who we are and including us in the credit union industry. So just being visible and reaching people, that's the spark we needed. So we're just hoping to continue it. So I'm happy, but man, whew, I need a break sometimes.
Well, I'm a quick follow up here. What does that tell you with, you know, your busy speaking engagement schedule and all these allies and just this momentum that's been created? What does that tell you about what's going on, not only in our industry, but in our society as well? What does that show you right now? What's going on?
Yeah, it's definitely a time when people's eyes are opened. They're hungry. They are thirsty. They are ready for this. They want to be included, or they want to be educated, or both of those things. Yeah. But I mean, we are a world that needs to be hugging each other and loving each other. And I think that's what we're seeing for the most part.
Yes. Hey, all right, Zach, I'm coming to you on this one. CU Pride and the co-founders have quite the year, as Brandy alluded to, and even Linda and her busy speaking engagement. So you guys have done a lot in the last year, and you've actually even revealed a new logo. Congrats on that. So tell us about that move and then what you guys have in store in 2022.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mike. With the logo, there was a key piece that we were missing. There was an inclusivity piece of our trans family as we were looking at that. And there are certain colors that represent that. And so we were looking to incorporate that, and we came up with this logo. And I have to say that true collaboration is hard work. It's hard work, even on something like this, a creative piece. And so I will never just throw that word around. I will have intention to it. But I was really, we were really proud of what we came up with. And it really showcases, just like Linda was mentioning, that the industry has really started to embrace the Pride movement, the LGBTQ+ community. And so we wanted to demonstrate that as well as represent our trans family as well. And so our updated colors show that, and kind of that movement of us really bringing that into the industry. And yes, 2022 is probably going to be busier than we expect. And, you know, warning to Linda that she may be speaking even more this year than last year. But first, to kick off, we're going to be at GAC. We're going to have a booth at GAC. Oh my God. We will be at the exhibit hall. We will be talking to people. So come see us. Come find us. It's probably not going to be hard. We probably will be the most colorful booth there. And we want to have a conversation with you. Ask us anything, and we'll be there to share. Okay. And then I know you're going to have some of this coming up, but we just announced DEI Tuesday. For the first time ever, we're partnering with AACC, NowCup, and Inclusive on a full day of DEI events. And so we encourage, it's open to everyone. We encourage everyone who's at GAC to join us. CU Pride will be hosting a happy hour from 5 to 6. And we're going to be at the OAS Museum of the Americas. And it's going to be a great venue. And we're gonna you know, have some drinks and have some networking and talk a little bit more about what we're doing.
Right on.
One of the things that we did launch last year too was our BGHH, which is the CU Pride Happy Hour. You can't know what BGHH stands for unless you attend. that is one of the rules. So for anybody out there who is curious, you have to join us. But we do that every month on the first Friday. And this year, we're really going to beef those up. We're going to have topics and speakers. And then we always do a breakout session where we kind of talk about a question or a problem. And it gives a chance for people to network and kind of come up with solutions. We come back and debrief. And the best part about that is that we've had credit union folks who have connected across the U.S. In sharing and doing things that one credit union wants to do and one credit union is already doing well. So mm-hmm. We're seeing the network do the job.
Yeah.
It doesn't just have to be CU Pride, right? So it's been fantastic. And then we're going to do another CU Pride Leadership Conference this year on June 3rd. And we're going to dig in on, you know, really on internal policies. We're going to check out some credit unions in action out on the field. We're going to have a really bigger, grander, focused conversation on allies and what allyship means. And dig in more into employee resource groups, because that is a trending piece for credit unions right now. As they're moving into their DEI initiatives.
Okay.
And then, of course, we will have our third third annual virtual CU Pride event. And that is our Pride Month celebration. That's where we bring everybody together. We do a little dancing. Maybe I'll sing. I don't know. We'll have some fun with it though. And, you know, that we have had international people join us, from across the world. So it's just a great place for us to come together. And then we'll be putting other things together. I'm sure, just like I said before, you'll see myself, Brandy, Linda, out there speaking about CU Pride, speaking about LGBTQ plus inclusion. And we're really excited about that. And before I end that, I just want to, another organization to mention here is Mitchell Stankovic and Associates, who I work for. And Sue Mitchell, who's not on our call, but our strategic advisor, has really, not just raised her hand, but has put all things in for CU Pride and is really focused on making these things happen, ensuring that we're at the table where we need to be. And yeah. So I have to mention that, and a big shout out to
Sue. Oh yeah, huge shout out to Sue, for sure, for sure. And last question for you guys, Brandy, I'll start with you. What's your call to action for the industry in 2022? What do you want to see happening this year?
Well, I do want to say really quickly that it is now on record that Zach will be singing at the CU Pride, the annual Pride.
Business. Committed.
It's out there. And I also want to second how much work Mitchell Stankovic and the Underground and all of that have put into this. So that's really important shout out there. A call to action for me for 2022 is I'd like to see every league get involved in this, and that every league, association, mm-hmm. business partner take a stand, and whether it's with CU Pride or another community organization, let's take a stand and whether it's through supporting, getting involved, speaking, sponsoring, mm-hmm. having a voice for LGBTQ plus. Yeah. Community.
Yeah, I think that one's going to happen, Brandy, for sure. Yeah, if not this year, but next year for sure. So yeah, I think that's gradually it's going to definitely happen. All right, Linda, for you, besides speaking every other minute in 2022, what's your call to action for the industry and for this year?
Yeah, I would like to see not only the credit unions themselves be super involved, but every vendor who touches the industry, our core processors, our debit and credit card, and some of those are already ahead of us, but I would like to see more inclusiveness, maybe changes to programming for things like pronouns and chosen name cards, things like that, to where they're promoting more inclusive. Hey, did you know that we do offer this? Because I've heard from many people, our core system doesn't do this, or our processor doesn't do this.
Yeah,
I would like to see those people step up and be active and progressive and shoot down those answers, because that shouldn't be a hindrance to you serving your members the way they need to be served.
Yeah, no doubt. Good point. That's something you just don't think about, you know? It's like, hey, wait a minute. Talk to the core. They got to get that stuff straight for sure. Zach, what's your call to action for 2022?
I'm going to do two real quick. First is... be part of CU Pride. Go to CUPride.org, sign up for a mailing list, be a part of our events, and learn what's happening, learn what we're doing. And second, really, to piggyback on Brandy and Linda's, I really want to challenge leaders and anybody out there as a leader, but to start having conversations, start asking questions on why do you not have open people in your organization? And conversations are incredibly powerful. I found out this firsthand. I was out with my partner. We met this wonderful woman, found out her teenage son was transitioning to trans. And she said, I want you to meet him. And so brought us down. We are now fast friends. And just our conversation that we had allowed him to come out on social media, come out to his family, feel supported, because he was really afraid that his grandmother was going to disown his father, for his choices. And we are now fast friends. They're coming to Vegas to visit, and so we can hang out. And conversations are so, so powerful. So just have them. See somebody next to you, ask them something, open up the dialogue.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. The conversations are much more commonplace now than they were just a few years ago. Like you said, Linda, just a few years ago, this wasn't really talked about. And now it's commonplace now. And so it's going to be happening more and more as time goes on. So kudos to you guys for really kind of busting through that that wall, so to speak, and really making this, putting this out there for everyone to address and to talk about. And like you said, Zach, as well, as educate, you know, a lot of people, it's just a matter of education. So really good stuff here. Anything else to add, guys, to wrap up here? I mean, this is great news, and we're going to really do this upright here at the GAC here later next month, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think we covered a lot.
We did. But
join us, be a part of it, and we'll keep you in the loop on what we have coming up.
Cool. And thank you to you, Mike, for always being here every step of the way to help us spread the message. You've been a very big support as well, so we appreciate you.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. To help get the word out, and just doing the right thing here. All right, so all right, well, guys, have anything else? I think we can call this a wrap. Well
Thank
done.
You.
All right, guys. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.